Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You know, Jeremy Swayman, I think, probably is a little hurt right now. Yeah. And the reparation of that relationship is now part of this thing as well, not just the actual contract negotiation. So I think it gets done eventually, believe it or not, despite all the drama of this week, but how the player feels about things will be interesting.
Pierre LeBrun right there talking Bruins as we are right now on WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arcand, Andy Hart, nice to have you with us here as we move into the 3 o'clock hour. The cool-down period that was promised, we're in the middle of it right now. After sparks flew earlier on in the week between Cam Neely, between Louis Gross, the agent representing Jeremy Swayman, LeBrun and others, I'm seeing, think that a deal still will get done here, and I'm starting to veer into that camp. At first, when all the emotions were very high, and of course I was very emotional on behalf of my dear good friend Jeremy Swayman,
I've noticed.
I was thinking that this is untenable. I thought the relationship was too fractured. I didn't think that it made sense to move forward together. Now I'm starting to wonder if it, man, this is from reading Fluto and Porter and Saravelli and a lot of other people, and it basically seems at this point like, number one, sitting out the year is not a good thing for Swayman, and not having Swayman is not a good thing for the Bruins. It's too mutually beneficial for them to figure something out here. Neither one of them is better off than the alternative, you know, even if it's a couple extra $100,000 or whatever it may be. I look at it as, in this situation anyway, and the reason why I'm firmly in Swayman's camp here is because I tend to do that most times when it comes to these players, but also because Swayman didn't have a normal introduction to the NHL. He basically skipped right through the AHL, and then when Halak and Tuukka both got hurt, he got called up and was very good, and they thought, oh, wow, we might have something here. Let's go ahead and cultivate this and see if we can turn this young goalie into something special. And then Ullmark was surprisingly good. I don't think anybody expected him to catch fire the way that he did, and some of that may have, I don't know if it stunted Swayman's progression, because I still think he's a top goalie, but it may have stunted his bargaining power in some ways. Like, you know,
resume?
This is the reason why, yeah, his resume. Like, you haven't done it. We haven't seen you do it for a full season, and it's like, well, that's not necessarily my fault that you brought in a guy who you only paid $5 million to, didn't expect him to be a Vezina Trophy winner one year, and then he went off and completely killed it that one season. A season which, by the way, Jeremy Swayman was very good in. And then last year, I think it was clear that Swayman passed Ullmark and a lot of other goalies, by the way, in the NHL, and is now sort of looking at it from that perspective. But even with all that, you hold out to a point. You hold out until December 1st. First of all, I don't think the agent wants to be known as the December 1st agent. I don't think that that's something that he wants to be. That already happened with Nylander. I don't think he wants that to happen again. So I think it's more in his interest as a professional in that space not to let it drag on that much over a couple $100,000. I also don't think the Bruins have any real positive stake in letting it drag on more than it has already. I think that at some point here, and it does seem like whatever is still left to be, whatever gap is still left to be bridged is very small. They got to just do it. They have to both put everything aside and just do it. Otherwise, it could be catastrophic for all of them.
So this is going to sound like a weird question because it's philosophical.
Yeah.
What's easier to move past, being sad or being angry?
Being angry.
Okay. Because
I get angry, I sort of blow my stack, and then I'm over it. I get sad.
You yelled at me the first segment.
Right, and now we're best friends. But when I'm sad, I feel like I'm sad for a long time. You know, like you can fall into a sadness.
Am I wrong that there's a possibility that the Bruins seem angry? Both Neely and Sweeney at various points when they've spoken publicly seemed angry.
Yeah.
Legit angry.
I'd say there's some anger on Swayman's side too, but yeah.
I think he's more sad. Mm. I think his agent is angry. I think Swayman is
sad. On behalf of him because of that.
I think he has the sads.
Yeah.
And he's been disrespected and sort of all the things you... I also learned something. I didn't know that there was another olive branch given that you've skipped right over.
What would that be?
They could have done a 2-year deal out of arbitration last year, and they did a 1.
That's true.
They could have locked him up for 3.5 for two each year for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they did... I think that was an olive branch. I think that was you're going to go out,
that, sure.
And then you're probably going to get paid after this season. And so between arbitration and then midseason trying to trade Ullmark and then trading Ullmark, those are 3 olive branches or attempted olive branches that are... an investment in Swayman. Not the money, not the respect the way Giselle wanted it, not that kind of respect, right? Appreciation of dollars. But they could have locked him up and really busted his balls for 2 years, right?
Yeah, they could have.
So shouldn't there be some credit given from the Swayman side for that?
I guess. I mean, it's sort of like...
it's business, remember.
That's kind of like giving him credit for coming up from 625, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give him a ton of credit for that.
But Mr. Businessman. Mr. Businessman in Maine
law
school.
With arbitration? Sure, yeah.
In Maine business school. If they gave you one deal that said you get to keep this product for $3.5 million for 2 full years, guaranteed, locked in, nothing can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can do 1 year, and then the next year, bare minimum, you'll have to pay $6 million for the product, $8 million for the product, $10 million for the product. Wouldn't the businessman from Maine business school say, seems like if we only have to pay $7 million over 2 years, that's a better business deal, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. So if he's looking at this as pure business, he needs to realize they gave him an opportunity here.
I'd agree with that, but I also think that if they had done that, that would have maybe pushed him out the door when it was his time to be a UFA. And
sure,
I don't know
maybe.
If that's necessarily, like, you could get the one extra cheap year of him here, or you could lock him up for the future. And I think that's sort of the disconnect, is like, do they want him to be the number one goalie
yes,
of the future here
they
or
made
not?
That quite clear.
And if they do, well, then they should pay him accordingly.
$8 million.
Yeah. Or yeah. 8.25, whatever, you know, I mean.
Whatever he wants,
don't
right?
go crazy.
No. See, I don't know what he's giving them. They're giving him the 8 years that he prioritized, correct?
Well, as of Tuesday, yes.
Right?
Sure.
So they're giving him
but
the 8 years.
But prior to that, it seemed like that offer hadn't come
they
through
They didn't
yet.
Lock him in for 2 years coming out of arbitration. They got rid of the other goalie mm-hmm. to give up some of their leverage. They have invested in every single way except the one. Giving him absolutely everything
except
he wants.
Except the one kind of important one.
No, because they're at $8 million.
The money is not important into an investment?
He wants to be stupid money. They want to give real 8-5
money. 8-5 is not stupid money.
You don't know if it's 8-5 because there's been plenty of reports it's high 8s and 9.
Okay, if they offered 8-5 and he didn't take it, then I'd agree with that.
$72 million, would you do it?
8 and he hasn't taken it yet, and that was an offer that was made in sort of weird circumstances and
yep.
very aggressive kind of confrontational circumstances that he wanted to take a minute and, I don't know, take a day or a week or whatever it's going to be and consider. Now, I think he should take the 8-8 personally. I think that's a good fair market deal for him, the 8-8. 8 years, $8 million per year.
Oh, I thought you meant 8.8. I was like,
No. 8 years, $8
million. Because I think he might take 8.8.
8 by 8. He definitely, I think he would too. And I think he'd take 8.5 or 8.25 or whatever. I think that's probably what he's going for. Sorokin's 8.25, and, you know, Hellebuck just got 8.5, and he's 5 years older. So I think that that's in there, in the Lewis Gross world of the market, I think that that's what they're operating under. And also the leverage that you just sort of pointed out, which would say, okay, you want me to be your number one goalie. You want me here. This is what we're doing. You got rid of the other guys. I'm the number one goalie going forward, and I want to be paid like one, and here's what some of the other number ones are making, and I think I'm as good as them. So let's get this over with, and if you're going to be such hardos over $200,000, $500,000 per year, then, you know, like, this is going to be a big stalemate.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, we talked yesterday with McLaughlin about believing in Jeremy Swayman. And
yeah.
He said, no, I do think they believe in him. I think they do to an extent. I think they believe the Tory Krug to an extent. But this isn't going over easily like David Pastrnak. It's not going over easily like Charlie McAvoy. When those guys came in to negotiate, they asked for the top number and they got it. And that's the way it was. And I think that with Swayman, he's not asking for top number. He's not asking for a record-setting, market-setting deal. He's asking for 8.5, which would be up there. I mean, they'd be top 5, maybe top 4, whatever it is. But not resetting the market. That's not what he's demanding. It doesn't seem like. Maybe that was what the initial demand was. And if it comes out that he's not moving off at 10, I'll change my mind here. But I don't think that if it's 8.5, and that's what Friedman reported, that's what he's stuck on is 8.5. And that one helps my argument the most, so I'm going to stick with it. Then I think that's reasonable. That's a reasonable thing to ask for, and that's a reasonable thing for the Bruins to pay. And I don't get why they're busting his balls so hard for it.
Well, I think he's being a baby. You know, I kind of think he's a baby.
I kind of agree
okay.
At this point.
He's got
some of this stuff is very sort of meh.
And know, I also like, don't know that I'd be saying he's being a baby if he hadn't harped on the I know the business so much. You can't pretend you're all business and then seemingly be so sensey and tell everybody, they were so mean to me in arbitration and they brought up really, really mean points. It's called business. Like that was an actual, yeah. That was literally like a business hearing. Isn't that what arbitration is? It's like a business hearing.
Yep.
Supposedly what he loves business because he's so educated on all the aspects of the cap. And
well,
everything.
He is in the sense that, you know, he took classes, but he took classes as a student athlete, a big stud student athlete in school. And it was probably like how most stud student athletes take classes in school. They say, here's your A, now go out there and win the game. You
right,
know?
But now he claims he's also studied NHL business, the cap and where it's going and where it's going to be and all those things. So he loves the numbers. He gets
Which, frankly, in the NHL is not particularly complicated.
Right.
Like, they have a hard cap.
It's not
that's
like
it.
The NBA.
Right, yeah, the NFL is very different. The NBA's got all these aprons programs and everything. Like the NHL, it's you have this much money to spend, and you can spend it on this many guys, and that's it.
Are you sure these weren't online classes he was taking?
I'm not sure.
That's a shock.
There's nothing wrong with online. I took online classes. There's nothing wrong with that. But no, I'm not sure.
Is that supposed to be an argument on the pro side or the con side?
I'm not sure. I have no idea.
You think
no
we've been to all the planets.
That's true. 617-779. We've seen them all. 779-7937. Mike is in Nashua. Go ahead, Mike.
How you guys doing?
What's up?
I just don't agree that Swayman's as good as he thinks he is. I think he's not worth the money. He's not worth 10. He's not even worth 8. I'm in Sweeney and Neely's corner with this one. I don't think Swayman's anywhere near as good as he thinks he is. He had two disappointing playoff seasons. Last year wasn't anything special either. I don't know why you guys think that.
Swayman was special last year, Mike. And before that, he wasn't the starter.
I don't agree. I want a clean slate with a goaltender. I want to get rid of him, too.
Jonas Korpisalo's here in his .890 save percentage. So have fun with that, Mike. I mean, Jesus. We're talking like you got some other guy waiting in the wings here.
He's a Bruin now.
And you don't. I'm sorry. Like that. And to say that Swayman wasn't good last year is absurd. He was the favorite for the Conn Smythe through the first two rounds of the playoffs. And that's the only two rounds he played in. So, you know, like the Conn Smythe's not the best goal. That's the best player in the playoffs. And he was the favorite through 2 weeks. He was awesome.
Even
in the playoffs.
I can admit he was good. And I'm very anti-Swayman in this whole debate here, but he was good.
The reason why I'm not as good standing as for Swayman so hard is because of how he played in the playoffs. It's a big part of it. That mattered to me.
Yeah,
I watched that. And I thought, that's better than Ullmark. That's better than a lot of guys. It's better than Tuukka a lot of times.
Giving Kostas an extension off the end of last season and just throwing 150, 200 million, whatever, how many hundred million?
No, because Kostas didn't do it in the playoffs, Andy. That's
He couldn't because his team wasn't invited
to what I'm saying. And Swayman's a big reason why they did as good as they were last year.
He was very
good in the playoffs, and that matters to me.
He still has a losing record as a postseason goalie, right?
He was only 6-6 this past year. That's true, but his stats were off the charts. They were.
Was it a deep dive of
the... He had a .933 save percent. He was awesome in those games. Even in the Toronto games, they lost
games
5-6.
Awesome goalie, you win the cup.
Well, okay, not always. How many games did they lose 2-1 to Florida?
Yeah, it wasn't great.
And also to Toronto.
I'm on your side in this part of the argument. He was really good in the postseason.
Yes.
But one really good postseason doesn't mean you hand a guy an 8-year, $80 million contract as the second highest paid goalie in the history of the game.
All right. Well, one really good regular season, and they gave one to Sorokin, and it was more money than this. So, I mean, you know, that's not – you can say that, but that's not the way the market's played out.
So everybody should give Deshaun Watson contracts.
I don't think Sorokin's was a crazy contract. I don't think that was an outrageous contract.
One comp doesn't make, you know,
a market. Not always, but I do think it helps shape it.
And there's more.
And it's a recent one, and it's a similar aged goalie, and I do think that helps make the comp. Yes,
this is your most passionate argument I've ever heard on almost anything.
Why? Because I'm winning.
No. Oh, you're not winning. Everybody knows you're on the wrong side of this.
I don't believe so.
You're on Sway Train or whatever.
I am on the Sway Train, 100%. 617-779.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.